This is a public service announcement to anyone about to listen to this episode. This episode contains sensitive Santa content. Please escort any children off the premises before continuing.
Welcome to Shaylee and Katie, the podcast.
We're two work-from-home entrepreneurs who are laughing our way through life, parenthood, and owning creative businesses.
I'm Shaylee Murphy, a video producer, interior designer, and mom of one.
And I'm Katie Day, a photographer, comedy writer, performer, and mom of three.
Hi. We're so good at whistling.
Hey guys, welcome back to Shaylee and Katie, the podcast.
Welcome.
Shaylee, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
How are you doing tonight? It's just us tonight.
Yeah, it's just us.
Just some empty chairs.
It's just some empty chairs and us. We're sorry.
But you know where there won't be empty chairs?
In our hearts?
The holidays with your family.
Oh, or will there be?
Or will there be? Depending on whether you can make all the events or not. Today, we are going to be talking about...
Holidays.
The holidays. Making it work.
Making it work. All of the things.
So I guess specifically the holiday scheduling.
Holiday scheduling with families.
Yeah. Those are all the keywords there.
Getting excited.
Everyone's like, ugh, I'm already stressed. It doesn't have to be stressful. Then that can be our tagline. It doesn't have to be stressful.
Right.
Nah, it has to be a little stressful.
Right, it's going
to
be a little stressful.
If you're a people pleaser, you'll be stressed.
It'll be stressful, but then you can get it unstressed.
Okay.
Hopefully by the end.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
Yeah, that sounds
Katie,
like a t-shirt.
If you see Katie and I out shopping at Hobby Lobby this holiday season, and we look stressed, you can stop us and be like, I listened.
And you said.
You said you're not stressed.
But before we dig into that content of holiday scheduling, we of course have to pause and thank our amazing sponsor. Yeah. This episode is brought to you by
Group Texting. Group Text.
Speaking of family.
Family group text.
You ever put your whole family on a group text? See what happens?
Sometimes we put my family on a group text and don't even know it.
Oh, really? Oh, you accidentally group text them?
Yeah. Jonathan texted me and my brother and was like, what time does Opal need to go to bed? And then I was like, not ready yet. Get her a bottle. And then
it lasted a while.
Jonathan said something else. And finally, I looked and Chase's name was on there. And I was like, sorry, Chase. And he just said, just preparing me for kids later in life. And then the next night at the exact same time, he texted us both and said, is she ready for bed?
That's awesome.
Yeah. Faux pas.
Oh, Dr. Chase Kelly, DDS. he's funny. Okay, that's awesome. Yeah, I will say there's not ever as many group texts as when the Royals were winning the World Series.
World Series last
that
year.
That was like, I was like, man, we...
Family
can
group
we
text.
Communicate this much all the time because my heart is overjoyed. Yeah, it was
Those
constantly
Royals.
Going off. It was sweet.
Do you ever group text for the holidays?
Trying to schedule some stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a bad idea.
Yeah.
It's a bad idea.
Group text is a good thing, though.
It is a good thing, but I think it's almost one of those, hey, 30 people, what do you guys want to choose for dinner? It's almost better to, like, isolate one person and be like, here's, what do we think? All right, let's make a decision. Hey, guys, we're all going to Shoney's!
Yeah, there you go. Or I was trying to coordinate that one time, and then I thought, wait, if they were coming to my home and I was cooking, I would pick everyone's meal. So if I'm getting takeout, I can pick everyone's meal.
Ooh.
Just like if I was cooking.
Listen to that.
And they'll deal with it. And they did.
Wait. Oh.
This just
don't
happened.
Give it away. Don't give
I
it
won't
away.
Give it away yet.
Okay, so group texting can be convenient. Right. It can also be confusing.
Yeah.
But
let's focus on the good things for the text.
We need some taglines for them because
group text.
They're paying us big money.
Big money. It's I mean, forward thinking.
Okay. Group texting. Wait. Dad, you just told us who won, but we watched it on DVR and we're delayed. Group texting.
Oh, did that happen?
Group texting. It happened.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Group texting. Why is everyone responding like they're reading 15% of this? Group texting.
No. The day after Thanksgiving.
Right. No,
after.
The day. Okay, so
after.
The day. We'll see you the Sunday before Thanksgiving.
No. After. After.
Are you reading these?
Scroll up.
Are you reading these?
After. You may be confusing the word after with its very similar friend before, but I indeed meant after.
Right.
That was not auto-corrected.
All the confusing. And then and then you line it out with one sibling and the other one says, so wait, before?
And you're like,
group text.
Group text plus autocorrect plus, yes.
All of it.
Delight.
Love it. Group texts.
Thanks, group texting.
The way to get through your holidays, I think, is to like not group text. Sometimes it's important, though. Sometimes it's important.
Sometimes it can really be helpful and funny.
Right. People feel like they are not responsible to respond when they're in a group text.
Oh, for sure. If you need help moving,
no.
Individual text that.
No.
Don't group text that. Someone's like, oh, surely someone.
It's like a Facebook invite to some sort of like event. If I get like a Facebook invite with like 80 people, I'm just like, I don't even feel like I had to RSVP, honestly. Let alone go.
That didn't feel personal.
Sorry, everyone who's ever invited me to something on Facebook.
If you need someone to watch your kids, don't group text all of the family members and ask them.
Right.
Go down the line.
Very good. Yep. Very good. Group texting.
Group texting.
Okay, so tonight's topic is how to make it through the holiday season, see everyone you love, and have your marriage in mind.
Survive. And bonus points if you're a people pleaser. Please literally everyone involved.
Right.
And don't disappoint anyone.
But you know who needs to be included?
Even if you die trying.
Even if you literally die trying. But then who's all going to coordinate your funeral? No. It's too far.
The group text.
Right?
Failed.
Sometimes I feel like, but if I'm gone, who would do it? And like they'd figure it out. Like it would, the world would turn.
Yeah, they probably would.
So this topic came about from a legitimate text conversation.
Turned phone conversation. It was very helpful to me, Shaylee. You were like my mentor.
Just your mini Yoda.
You were.
Katie Shaylee's was like, what are you doing for the holidays? I was like,
let me tell you.
This is going to need to be a phone call. And so then we talked. And then I was like, we should record a podcast.
Because I bet we're not the only ones who's trying to figure this out.
And if we are, you can just skip right on.
We've got Katie a fun segment at the
Katie
end.
Katie and I haven't figured out.
What a mess. I kind of want you to go first because you're the Yoda in this.
Calling myself the Yoda, that's probably too far. I don't feel like I'm the Yoda, but thankfully I feel like everything's kind of puzzle pieced its way together.
Yeah.
Pretty drama free.
Yeah.
I think.
We think everyone's pleased, but someone's probably listening going, I'm not, but I'm just keeping my mouth shut.
I mean, my mom probably isn't 100% pleased, like if we're going to be honest, because every mom wants all of her chickies at every event.
Of course, yes.
At the same time every year, you know. So I think that's the first little thing I'd throw out just as a tip.
Is
a people pleaser. Is that everyone's not going to... If anyone's winning 100% of the time, then someone's losing 100% of the time. So there is a for sure a give and take. And so as a people pleaser, I have to realize I'm going to miss every other Thanksgiving for one side of the family, you know. And it's okay because if we tried to shove them both, then it, you know, it wouldn't work. So... basically, we have always done it kind of what worked out well for us is that Christmas Eve was always my mom's side of the family growing up when I was little. And my dad's side of the family had Christmas Day.
And are they all in the same town?
They were all in Carthage. So we weren't in, they're like an hour and a half away.
Okay.
So, but they both were located in the same town.
In the same town. Got it.
Because that's where my parents were originally from. So we would travel and we'd go to my mom's side, and then stay the night, and then in the morning go to my dad's side, and then come back. So,
but you weren't in your own
town,
your own home.
No,
on
never.
Christmas morning.
No,
right.
And I don't think I ever really thought
that would be
weird because it was just always. But we would still do like Santa would still come. Mm-hmm. But I just like thinking back, I'm like, I don't know what day that really was, though, because we were at my Grandma Kelly's on Christmas Day. So
Santa came to your home,
the family home. The family home. Mm-hmm.
But maybe not necessarily on December 25th. But
you have a memory. I'm just now realizing that.
In real time, she's
I'm
like,
I'm just
why?
Now realizing, like, yeah, I guess so. So if there are kids listening to this
now
out loud.
Now might be a good time to
now would
them
be a
out
good time
room.
To earmuff them because we don't want to dash any dreams because we're about to disclose the address of the North Pole.
That's why.
So take kids out of the room.
To be honest, we don't know if we're going to mess with anything, but just so
we
can
don't
speak
know.
Freely.
Right. I'm feeling like I don't want to ruin anyone's dreams. Well, no, I was going to say, I always remember we did Santa, but I don't ever really remember really thinking. Right. Like I feel like I always kind of knew it was my parents.
Hope you got them out of there.
I hope you got the kids out. I feel like we gave you like a 30 second.
I don't know.
If not.
You might have needed 45.
Don't email me because it'll ruin my Christmas. It'll ruin it. Anyway, so all of that to say, maybe that was the reason because it wasn't actually on Christmas Day. But yeah, so then my dad's family and parents were a little bit older than my mom's by about 10 years. Okay. And so they are both passed away. They've passed away, and now his sisters are all grandmothers. My dad's a grandpa. So that kind of dissolved.
Oh, okay.
Right around the time that we all started getting married.
Okay.
So then my mom's side, everyone's like, this is terrible to just have to listen to this whole thing. Just you go through every detail of your family.
And maybe we'll make a life. Chart.
We'll make a chart. It'll be in the show notes.
It'll be in the show
notes. It'll be really well. It'll be designed totally. Beautifully. So anyway.
Like an infographic.
We just kept everything at my mom's side the day before Christmas, on Christmas Eve. And then our in-laws, as we started getting married, kind of assumed the Christmas Day position. Which no one can really argue with that. So that was easy because I can't be like, hey, guys, like, I don't know if this is going to be upsetting, but, like, you get Christmas Day. My family gets Christmas Eve. Is that going to be okay, in-laws? You know, everyone's like, oh, okay, cool. You can't argue with that. But I would say my sister-in-law, she didn't argue with it, but they do. You know, Santa Claus comes to their house on Christmas Day. So now if we're doing Christmas Day with the extended family, they had to write Santa a letter and ask him if he could come a day early to their house. So that...
Did he oblige?
He did. He what did.
What a guy.
With all of that going on, he obliged.
Oh, man.
So now Santa comes to their house on Christmas Eve morning, and then we drive into Kansas City. So basically what we do is Christmas Eve with my mom's side, and then we drive Christmas Eve night at like 9 o'clock to midnight or 1. And we listen to Christmas carols, and we drink hot chocolate or coffee.
I was going to say, that almost sounds like a drag until you got all upbeat about it.
Right, and
so
we listen to tunes.
Just decided now, to make it fun.
Forewarn, it may not be as fun and romantic with a one-year-old. Like, I don't know. Because last year, she was like...
A newborn, yeah.
Newborn, and slept the whole time.
Right.
And before that, no baby. And so it was a little bit more like, tunes and holding hands, and it's snowy, and no one's out on the street. But... You know, I don't know. This year might be more like, what does she need? I don't know. And then we do Christmas Day and then stay in Kansas City the week after through New Year's Day. So that's what we've done for like 10 years.
Oh, you stay in Kansas City for a week?
A week.
Wow.
When we got married and we're dating. Yeah.
You self-employed people.
I know. We do what we want. It started when I was in college and he took a week of vacation. And then it was like, but when I get a real job, we won't be able to do this. And then, like, I still had a job where, like, I worked for my family business or had, like, random part-time jobs to where I still could, like, figure it out. And then now we're self-employed. So we've done it every year for 10 years.
So though you live locally to your own parents and you see them on, like, a daily, weekly basis.
Yes.
You have these little kind of Kansas City retreats carved out where you spend, like, long stretches with Jonathan's
That's
family.
Probably the longest stretch. I think other than that, there's, like, a few times a year that we'll go up on, like, a Wednesday and stay through Sunday or something.
Okay.
And his parents come here,
so
too.
So to review again.
Yes.
Now, you have a one-year-old, so you haven't really done Santa at your own house yet.
No.
But for now, you do Christmas Eve in Springfield, Missouri.
Now, when I say Christmas Eve, I mean the big shenanigans, 30 people, extended 30 people. Family thing.
Shaylee's side of the family.
Right.
And then that night you drive.
To Kansas City.
And then the next morning you wake up and it's Christmas.
Uh-huh.
On Jonathan's.
And we stay in our pajamas.
Cute.
And do breakfast and then Santa stuff. Because then his sister's family, they go to their in-laws after we do it. So it kind of goes through like maybe 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Now our personal family. So then my mom started feeling like there's 30 people and everyone's running around. And now that we're all married and we're started having kids, she wanted to do
her grandkids.
Immediate family, which would be my childhood family growing up, my two siblings and their spouses and or kids for my sister. And so we started doing that on Christmas Eve's Eve, which does not seem weird to me because I've always been like, Christmas Eve's Eve, and it's become something that seems normal to me. So technically, and then what Jonathan and I have started doing is ours the day in the afternoon on Christmas Eve's Eve. So, like, our little personal give each other gifts and do our little whatever is Christmas Eve's Eve afternoon, self-employed. And then Christmas Eve night is, like, my immediate family's to-do, which is, like, one of my favorite ones because it's
the,
like,
first one, kind
of. Yeah, it's the first one, and it, like, prolongs it. Instead of, like, one day you're doing so much, it's, like, you got smacked in the face and then it's over. It's like a stretched out, which for some people might sound like torture, but for me it's fun. And we usually
Christmas
do like
Eve,
soup.
Eve. I love that.
Yeah, soup and sandwich and that kind of thing. And then Christmas Eve's we do my mom's side and then go to Kansas City and then
soup
Christmas
and
Eve.
Sandwich. So it's simple.
Yes.
Are
there
like homemade soups?
Yeah, that's she'll make fun. Like broccoli cheese and
aww.
Maybe vegetable beef.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I love that. Do you guys do like movies or whatever? Presents?
Sometimes we watch a movie, but
do you
now
spend
that
the night?
Kids,
sorry.
No.
No.
Don't give,
all
don't give her that idea. My mom's like, that's a good idea. She does get us matching pajamas every year, and we take a family picture in them.
I love this tradition.
Yeah.
What do you do with
one year we got robes
year?
And we all took our pants off underneath, so it was just like naked bare legs, like my dad and brother as well. And we took, that was one of my favorite year, and we all got like in a little train.
Oh my God.
The son-in-laws didn't get in that one. They were like, no, we're good. We'll take it.
We're good. I'll take that. I'll be photographer.
Yeah, I'll be the photographer.
You guys look great, you weird family.
Yeah. So that was the year we got robes instead of pajamas. But that's kind of her thing. And then, we do the gifts and we go around and open them in a room. There's usually like one fight involved, which is usually fun. It's usually like we're trying to self-timer a camera to get a group picture. And by the end of it, we're like, just take the picture.
Yeah.
Get over here. Stop. No, stop talking. No one close their eyes. Wait, the dog wasn't in it. Do it
the
again.
Dog. Does the dog have Jamie's?
Yeah, actually.
The dog
yeah.
have a little robe?
Yeah, it's Carl and Ralphie.
Aww.
Yeah.
Okay, so Christmas Eve's Eve is your ticket to freedom there.
It's the ticket to freedom.
And then what do you think you want to do with Opal someday? Just the morning of Christmas Eve's Eve again?
You know what? I could do Christmas Eve morning, probably, is what we could do morning-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't go to my grandma's until, like, late afternoon, probably.
You just shove it all right in.
Shove it all right in. And I have told people before, and I've had, like, the advice given to me of, like, we used to do 5 Christmases. And then we realized what Christmas was really about. And now
sleeping
we don't do
in,
any of that. And it's fantastic. Yeah. And it's like, and it genuinely, like, that's for some people, they're like, that was terrible. And now we found what works. But for me, I'm like, but I love doing all of that. Like, mm-hmm. I love seeing all of the families and I wouldn't want to cut any part of it. It makes me sad to think, like,
right.
Well,
right.
if we missed, you know, Kansas City, like, I have the best in-laws ever, and I love going there and mm-hmm. doing that whole thing, and that's magical and special in its own little way, and I love my own immediate family's thing and our dorky jammies, and I like, you know, Jonathan and I carve out our own little weirdo traditions, mm-hmm. I'm sure.
So there's no, like, alternating, everybody just knows their day already in advance?
Yes.
Cool.
And that's been, like, never changing for, like, 10 years. But Thanksgiving, we alternate every other year.
So you miss a Thanksgiving.
I miss a Thanksgiving. We go to Kansas City the weekend of Thanksgiving every year.
Oh, okay.
But every other year, we're there on Thanksgiving Day. Yeah. Gotcha. And then on the off year, we'll go on, like, the Friday. And then usually they'll still kind of do, like, a little type of Thanksgiving dinner sometime over the weekend.
We had a funny thing happen for, like, 5-ish years where everybody was accommodating everybody else's that no one ended up doing anything on Thanksgiving Day.
Really?
Everyone's like, we were like, ah!
But I think that's what I'm saying is, like, you almost try to, like, plan out so much of, like, what do I want? And if, and, you know, and, or, like, what works for everyone? And if you try to, like, work for everyone, then, or only focus on what works for you,
mm-hmm.
you end up, like, being alone and you're like, wait, this isn't what I wanted.
Well,
like,
this wasn't it.
This doesn't feel like a good Thanksgiving either.
Yeah, this feels like I'm alone or
yeah,
business
so
as usual.
What's your family? What's your complicated family gatherings?
Well, I don't know yet.
For full disclosure, I'm sure this was clear, but my family lives in Springfield where we live.
Right.
Jonathan's family lives 3 hours away in Kansas City.
Right.
So your family,
we're the reverse
opposite.
Of it. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, actually, we're the exact same, just reverse gender. But
right.
So we live in Springfield area where Jared grew up. And then my family is in Kansas City.
And his family's here.
And his family's here. Yeah. So we are local to his family and then get to see my family like once a month-ish, but usually that's for like good. A long weekend. But just to complicate things more, my parents aren't in Kansas City very often because
your dad travels with work.
They travel with work a lot. And then my sister is not in Kansas City anymore either. And neither is my brother anymore. So my grandparents are there this year, but no one else is there. So,
see, and I will say his sister lives in Kansas City. My sister's in-laws live in St. Louis. And my brother's new wife, they live in Fayetteville. So everyone's within like 2 to 4 hours. So that makes things way easier for us.
Right.
You're all over the place.
All over the place, which it didn't start that way, but anyway.
Yeah.
And then just to throw in like a bonus thing, like, you know, this all works for like your people that you can see, but everybody that you can see also has in-laws.
Uh-huh.
And also has like, and then, you know, this is even if like people aren't divorced. Once people start like having like stepdads, Thanksgivings, right. Extended
or not
family.
Even divorced, but if you marry someone who like had previous kids or something.
Yeah, man, all of the things. My brother, for example, married Carly, shout out,
hey.
A Canadian.
Ooh.
So that's a really far trip to go back home to her
that
parents.
Is.
Not to mention sometimes the there's different holidays, like just completely.
Well, and you're not
going
to like pop up to Canada for like a day and a half and then pop back down. You're like, we're going to be gone for weeks probably if we're going to like fly to Canada.
So I think that's probably a good perspective. It's just like it could even be more complicated. I'm sure
it could be worse.
I'm sure someone listening is like, oh, you've got it made. 3 hours to Kansas City.
It's right.
Nothing. But anyway, so to be honest with you, I don't really know what. We don't have a system really yet, which is why I called you on the phone.
Right.
But I think
planners.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think we're trying to plan, but it's just each year has been kind of like, okay, well, that didn't exactly work last year. So let's see if we can kind of scramble to make it all work.
Do you
again.
Still have extended family things intact?
Yes.
On Jared's side, you do. Because
yes.
That's kind of, I feel like we've been forced to keep it the same because of that. Like the
right.
Never changing dates.
Yes, that's
times.
True. Yeah. Like the older generations kind of.
The grandmothers.
Yeah, it kind of all tears down from there. Mm-hmm. Jared and I were just talking about how crazy it is that we have, between us, we have, I mean, I guess our kids have 3 sets of great-grandparents.
Seriously?
Yeah, married great-grandparents.
Wow.
Yeah. And his family, they're like in good health, whippersnappers. Like, they still cook the whole meal, like the grandmas do.
Wow.
I'm like, girls? Yeah. And they're good cooks. It's awesome. And then my grandma is more like, let me know which house it's at and
right.
I'll bring a pie or whatever, which I'm
yeah,
like.
Yeah, if you're lucky.
That's what I'll be doing.
I might swing by the store and get it on my way.
Oh yeah, but, totally. That's uh-huh. That's my vision. That's my game plan.
That's always a coming of age, like when grandma switches to like homemade from scratch pies to where you're like, so I just take the lid off of the plastic thing and you want to save that for later? And then you're like, oh, it's never going to be quite the same.
I feel like everybody has their thing though. My grandma makes peanut butter balls.
Ooh.
And they're so beautiful and so delicious. Like she hand rolls them and they're all the exact uniform little size.
I want a
so,
peanut butter ball. Yeah.
So she's like, I'll make peanut butter balls. You guys do everything else. And we're like, perfect. That's the thing that's irreplaceable. The grandma I'm talking about, by the way, that's mm-hmm. Gigi Callie.
Gigi Callie.
Who my daughter's named after. I love her.
We both named after grandmas.
I know.
Gigi Callie.
Okay. Gigi Callie. So anyway, I don't think she's listening because I'm not sure she's figured out podcasts.
If your daughter's great-grandmother is listening to a podcast, kudos.
She did
Gigi
figure
Callie.
Out Facebook, though. Huh? She's hip on the Facebook.
My grandpa found out how to print pictures from his iPhone.
Ooh.
The new one, of course.
Wow.
Yeah, he was like, I just learned how to print this off my... I'm like, Grandpa, I can't do that.
I don't know how you did that. That's
right?
Amazing.
Yeah, side note.
So yeah, we're just kind of learning, but I think the things I'm learning, though, is that there's a lot of rules that we have that we make up, like kind of self-imposed rules that then we get stressed about. So like, I've heard it over and over again in my family because just keeping in mind, like, Jared's parents... Both were local to their own town.
Right.
Their
right.
families were local to their own town. My parents, local to their own town. Very local. It,
uh-huh.
it makes the holidays less
Never leave your town and
Never
life's
leave your
easy.
Town. Yeah, no, it's easy. But since we didn't do that, we didn't really have a frame of reference from them of like, well, how are you supposed to do all this? And they're like, I don't know. And so even hearing like from them and their generations, like Well, you have to wake up in your own home on Christmas morning.
Right.
That's what you do.
And however, will Santa find you?
Right. And so I think, like, that's a rule that we've made up that maybe doesn't have to be true. And so I think, like,
as the date, December 25th.
Right.
It was, like, a day
we made up. And we made that up.
We're going to pick this day to celebrate.
Jesus was like, I was born in the spring. I don't know what to tell you guys.
It was a beautiful spring day.
It was a beautiful spring day.
I was in a manger. Do you really think it was December?
Maybe it was.
Someone's going to be like, actually, in that part of the world. I know.
It was just a joke, guys. We don't need your
It could have been December 25th. I mean.
Could have been. But I have heard that that's probably very likely not
probably just a guess. I mean, there's several. The calendar probably was not what it is.
It's true.
They were like, it's the moon star.
Okay. I love it. Some historian's going to be like, actually,
the solstice, the star in reference can be documented. It was the solstice.
He was born in April.
Yes.
Anyway, so
solstice. That's our smart word. Solstice. If you do know the theology of it all, right. We're not making fun of you. We're just jealous that you're smarter than us.
So anyway, I was talking to you on the phone and hearing you say, we drive 3 hours on Christmas Eve and that's what we do. I just felt like this weight was lifted off.
I heard you like, wait, you go to Kansas City?
Wait, like, you drive on the holiday and you don't wake up in your own house? And then you get to see both sides of your family? And you made up something called Christmas Eve Eve? We could do that. I don't know. So I feel free. So thank you, friend, for helping
You're
me
welcome.
Through that. Yeah.
It was
so our game plan this year, I'll tell you, is we are going to have Christmas Eve in Kansas City. Drive early morning Christmas Day. And end up at Jared's house.
Are you gonna
or Jared's childhood home?
Is Santa gonna leave like gifts on the seats of the car?
Maybe not. So maybe we'll do Christmas Eve Eve.
Santa leave lumps of coal and be like, "You weren't in your house.
I couldn't find you.
I couldn't find you, Cole. Cole.
Also, I subscribed to your podcast and I felt like the whole Jesus' birthday date was a little bit sacrilegious. So, Cole for you.
Cole.
And then I started believing.
Yeah, because Santa cares about that.
And that was when I realized Santa was real.
I was going to say Santa's too busy to listen to podcasts, but actually,
that dude Santa can multitask.
Santa might be so busy he needs all the podcasts.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Keeps him company on his sleigh.
What if we woke up and we had a house full of Etsy treasures and handmade goodies and we were like, no one knew that I was looking on Amazon at this. And then we heard
And then my heart grew three sizes. Very good. Santa, your move.
Your move,
Santa.
Saint Nick, your move.
Any name, any of your aliases, we're talking to you. So yeah, that's what we're trying this year. I think we're going to do our own fake Christmas morning, like you said.
I think if you call it fake Christmas morning, it takes the magic out.
Tell them that it's called that.
Hey guys, fake Christmas is tomorrow. You better get to bed.
They'll be like, I guess that's what the holiday's called. Whatever, I get presents.
Right.
Awesome. And yeah, we'll just see how it goes. But we will not be in our own home Christmas morning.
Yeah.
Look at us rocking the boat.
Rocking
the sleigh. Rocking around the Christmas tree.
I think Santa comes back in and takes the presents if you don't claim them within 24
Darn
hours.
Darn it. I bought them. I'd be there.
Kids? Ruining Christmases.
Ruining Christmases. So
I feel like we need to mark the podcast explicit.
We will. For Santa nods. For Santa and Jesus' birthday. Santa blowing Jesus. Both of those out of the water. So I guess some general mental emotional tips.
Mental and emotional tips. We're going to get right into mental health. From the holiday scheduling to mental health.
Maybe. Just some good tips that we kind of discussed in our little conversation, which was just some perspective. Let's zoom out a little bit and think about what this thing is that we're doing here. It's a holiday.
What is a holiday, Katie? What's the definition?
I'm not sure. We could Webster it, but when I think about holidays, I think about family time. So
being with people you love.
Being with people you love. So why are we... It doesn't need to be stressful.
Yeah.
And just have the attitude of gratitude.
The attitude of gratitude.
I wish that didn't rhyme desperately, but it does.
Attitude of gratitude.
Sometimes I just freeze dollar rap and I'm not even trying. You should hear me when I try. But like you said on the phone, you said.
Apparently I was like killing it that day.
You were. I was like taking notes.
I don't even remember.
Well, it changed my life. So thank you. But sometimes I think we can even be not annoyed, but just sort of like frazzled.
Like just got to get through the holidays.
Yeah. Or just at some of the scheduling, like, well, then we've got to be at great grandma's house at 2:00. And then just to pause and be like, thank God I get to go to great grandma's house still. Like,
right.
What on earth?
This My is, sister and so brother lucky. And I were talking about all of the different scheduling. And that's what I said in like a text message was like, they're in their mid to late 80s, like.
Mid to late 80s, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, let's say that they're, like, the people on the news that are like, happy 102nd. Okay, well, that's still, what, like, 15?
Right.
You know, or probably less than that.
Right.
And so, I know, it's super sad. It's sad, but it's more sad to think about it when it's too late, you know?
Exactly.
And so you're like, yes, it's like, we're doing one with my parents, we're doing one with my in-laws, we're doing one huge one for our family, we're doing whatever. But you're like, so we're wanting to complain about that one because we want it to just be our family, but we have probably, unless there's a tragic accident.
Right.
this got sad.
It did, but it's good.
But we have so many more Thanksgivings, and when I'm old, I will do it my way, and I will buy a store-bought pie, and I will want Opal and my other kids and their kids and everyone here. And if they'll complain about it, but I don't want to hear it because I only got 7 of these left or whatever.
And are you going to stop the people pleasing when you reach a certain age and just start demanding things?
I think everyone does.
It is kind of beautiful.
It's, yeah, I'm excited for that.
I'd be the old lady who just speaks her mind.
I'll be like, I know what you kids are thinking.
You'll be like, here's what I've been thinking for 30 years.
Right. I used to think like that.
Here's my list of things I've never said out loud.
I know. That's so hilarious. Yeah, but just kind of like, I don't know, if you're tempted to complain about it, think, what if you knew you had 3 years left with him, would you really be complaining about like so many people and then like blah, blah. No, you'd be like, oh my gosh, I want to sit with grandma all night and hear all of her stories,
right,
everything that I can.
Oh, that's making me emotional.
I'm sorry,
but it's so good.
That's what the holidays are about, you know. True. And so you don't know until it's too late. And when I was in high school, I remember my grandpa and grandma were both still alive, my dad's parents. And I was a junior in high school, and I wanted to do something so stupid. I can't remember what it was. It was probably like, I'm friends. We're going to go see
we're going to the mall.
Movie. Right. We're at the Dollar Theater or something really cool. Yeah, or go to the mall or who knows.
Right.
Literally whatever. And my dad was like, you don't want to go to Carthage with us? And I was like, no, I have things to do because I'm a junior and I have a lot of stuff going on. But I'm so stressed with my busyness. I'm just like classes and like student council, and then like there's the big games Friday. I have to make noisemakers for the pet club.
Matching t-shirts.
All real examples, yeah. Mm. And so anyway, and I didn't go, and my dad said before he left, it could be your last chance to see him alive. Which is so terrible that he said that, and it was. I didn't ever see him again. And then my parents had...
What? Whoa, yes, stop, pause.
True story.
Pause.
He said, I think he actually said, the next time you might see grandpa, he might be in a box. That's
oh,
what
no,
said.
He didn't.
Yeah, it's getting real.
What's your dad's name?
Mike.
Mike.
And he's really jokey. Mike. So he wasn't meaning it in a truly, like, I'm going to, like, scar you for life. But it kind of did. And then after my grandpa passed away, because he was in a nursing home and he had Alzheimer's, so it was like, he wasn't quite all there. He was kind of like not really knowing what was going on at the end. And he never wanted to be in a nursing home ever. He never.
Right.
He was like, don't put me in there. So they finally had to for like his safety because my grandma couldn't keep like up with him anymore. And he was like, he checked in and they're like, he's healthy as a horse. He's going to live forever. And they all were kind of like, ah. And in 2 weeks he passed away. So it's like his body knew like, uh-uh.
I don't want to do it.
I'm done. And so afterwards, my dad was like, because of course I was devastated. And then he had said that, and I had still been like, my important things. And then my dad was like, you wouldn't have wanted that to be your last time to see him and remember him that way. You know,
he's
like,
trying to make it
they
better,
did that whole thing. Yeah. And you're like, I'm a terrible grandchild.
Aww.
So I always think of that.
It's true.
Yeah. And you're just kind of like, if you knew that was, you know, you had 3 years left or 2 years left with him or 10 years left, even if you had 10. I'd still be like, it's 1/10 of the rest of the time I have left.
I know.
So, I don't know. Kind of puts stuff in perspective of getting over your, like, I have to make it to Walmart at 7:30 a.m.
Right.
And then across town to Target, and I'm so stressed because that DVD is going to be $5 off. Or whatever. No one buys DVDs anymore. Who am I kidding? But, anyway, All of that to say.
That was beautiful.
This has been deep moments with Shaylee and Katie. It was,
but that
Katie.
Really is true. So, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I have a couple other things, like, on the day is, like, an expression that I hear. Like,
on the day.
Like, let's say.
Who gets the day?
Yeah, who gets on the day? Or, like, well, you had on the day last year, so this year, you know, we'll get on the day or whatever. But, and, like, I think on the day, especially with social media, you do notice if you're alone on right. the day. But what I want to point out is, like, if I remember back,
mm-hmm.
I almost can never, like, remember decipher.
When was the
was
day?
That was this delightful memory I'm remembering? Did that happen on the day?
My childhood memories of Santa, right. I don't know if they were on the day.
Prime example.
None of them.
Right now, you can't tell me.
Yeah.
So, no, but I do remember the hilarious game of Pictionary, and I couldn't tell you if that was... Honestly, I probably couldn't even tell you if that was a Thanksgiving memory or a Christmas memory. It was just a family memory.
It's just a Thursday night.
Yeah, it could have been a Thursday night. When Katie Day is grandma, you know what the rule's going to be.
We're having Christmas in April because that's the real date that Jesus was born.
My solstice, man. No, I was going to say, she may not cook, but she's going to have so many mandatory game nights.
No time for eating.
Good luck, kids.
With all this gaming.
This is your future. So many games.
Oh, the games.
Oh, my poor, like, great-great-granddaughter-in-law is going to be like, I can't believe the games.
No, you're going to sit her down.
That great-grandma Kate.
Yeah. And be like, so listen, how do you feel about games?
This is a game-playing family.
It's a game-playing
family. Just so you know. And you better fake it really well, because I'll know if you're, like, pouting in the corner.
If you're half-playing.
No iPhone holograms. I'm assuming they'll be like iPhone holograms.
And flying cars.
iHolo. TM. Don't steal it.
iHolo.
I don't know how to make it, but don't steal the name.
That's also the people who are too difficult and spend all the holidays alone. iHolo.
iHolo inside. Okay, so just to recap those, zoom out, have some perspective.
Yeah.
/ practice the attitude of gratitude. You don't know how many years you're going to get left with the... The elders of the family.
And really with anyone.
With anyone. So true. Let go of your self-imposed rules. Does it have to be on the day? Do you have to be in your own home on the 25th? Or
will it
free up the entire schedule to be somewhere else?
All the Christmases.
Yeah. It could be more complicated. You could have another country to deal with or another, I don't know, custody situation to deal with.
Or there's probably someone sitting out there that's like, I wish I had that problem to have like so many families that wanted to celebrate
right.
all these holidays with me and they don't have anyone or they were an only child and their parents were older and they live far away and they're like on their own.
Right.
And they're single.
Yeah.
So
true.
No complaining
people.
And
then the last little one was, who can remember?
Who can remember
what day it happened on? At the point, the important part is the memories. My mom would point out too that her favorite scheduling. She doesn't care about it being on the day,
mm-hmm.
but her only dream would be to not be like the very last thing, so far removed to the point where everybody's over it. Which
right,
I'm
like
we'll never be
it.
Over it. But she's like, you know, when the town starts like taking down the snowflake,
yeah.
and all over the place
before January 1st, is I feel like
yeah. Because 1 year I have a little Christmas baby, not really, but he was born on 12/12/12. Emerson, and so
oh man,
getting to Kansas City in December was gonna be. Too much in
right.
my newborn mom brain. So I was like, is it okay if we do January? So anyway, it ended up being like January 12th. So he was like a month
oh,
old
wow.
when we made the trip.
I would get everyone Christmas themed gifts that were like 75% off.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go. But she was like, it was fine. It was like a fluke year, obviously, with the newborn situation. But
if every year you were like,
but
it's
if every
Emerson's
year you're
birthday, so we need to do it in January.
Yeah, no. If every year you're kind of like, man, I'd like to take that tree down, but geez, got to keep it up for the...
Family Christmas
that's still not happening. So anyway, so I guess there's something. She said, I would rather actually have like a Thanksgiving Christmas combination. Like in between Thanksgiving
and Christmas. I feel like
Christmas
is a Thanksgiving Christmas combination.
Yeah, for some people, yeah. Where it's like a random date, like December 2nd, you know what I mean?
Right.
And it starts off the season rather than like, the season's over, lady, why's your tree up?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I'm so tired of Christmas music.
There's a little rain.
Ugh.
I'm listening to Christmas music.
If I have to eat one more ham.
Why ham?
I don't know. We don't really do ham.
Turkey?
We did lasagna.
Really?
Ooh, this is a fun game.
Okay.
My mom's tradition is lasagna and then shrimp cocktail. Does not relate. And then Jared's and also family.
Also, kind of grosses me out to think about well, consuming at the same bite. Time.
The okay. one's like an appetizer while you're waiting.
Okay.
And then Jared's family is crab legs.
What?
And
we live in Missouri.
Springfield cashew chicken.
What is the deal with all the seafood?
Yeah, I don't know.
Seafood.
But really?
It's the best ever.
Now it's I'm weird.
Like hungry.
I love it.
We do like the legitimate, stereotypical meal.
The great grandma's.
I will say though, this year I was very proud of myself. So we do every other Thanksgiving. My brother just got married, so they're kind of every other Thanksgiving, I think. I don't really know what they're settled on, but they're not going to be there this year. Mm-hmm. And so my mom's hosting the big family Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And so we weren't going to be there. My brother and his wife, and then me and Jonathan and Opal. And so I was like, I'm going to coordinate our own Thanksgiving a week before.
Love it.
Because everyone works the Wednesday before, and we're going to stay in Kansas City, so we couldn't do it the day after. And so I text just my brother and sister on a mass text. It was long and painful. No one was listening or paying attention. But 45 long hours later, with text messages such as, are you reading my texts? And
question, question, question.
Question, question, question. I haven't heard from anyone. And then one would confirm and the other one would ask a question. And then I had to like round the other
start
one back in. And then once they'd confirm, the other one would be like, so the week after Thanksgiving, I'd be like, no, before. Read my text. Anyway. And I said, let's just pick up takeout. And my brother was like, Olive Garden. So we had an Olive Garden Thanksgiving
I
at my
it.
Brother and his wife's house.
Where no one cooked.
Beautifully decorated. No, she cooked cookies.
Oh, that's
baked
perfect.
Cookies.
She cooked cookies.
She cooked bakies.
She cooked bakies. Baked cookies.
Why were they called cookies?
Oh,
anyway. And we all went over there. And that was the first year we had done that. But it was like a week out. And it was still, I was like, Mom, Thanksgiving's about being together as family. It doesn't matter when it is or what you're eating.
God bless us,
God
everyone.
Bless us, everyone.
Oh, and then Shaylee saved Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and then I was like, had a bad attitude during my mass text, and then I turned it around. And we pulled it together and had a fun Kelly Thanksgiving.
And 10 years from now, you'll quote some funny quote
uh-huh.
that happened at that Thanksgiving, and you will not be able to remember. Was that on the day of Thanksgiving, or was it not?
Yeah.
Were we eating turkey, or were we eating a garlic breadstick?
Or were we eating five cheese ziti?
Mmm, that sounds so good.
It was really good. It was
carbs.
Really good.
Carbs. Mm, I love it. So, to leave you with one little final thing.
Mm-hmm.
I heard this challenging quote one time
mm-hmm.
From a pastor, actually. His name is Francis Chan. He's pretty famous. But
oh.
he wanted to challenge everybody Francis. To not... The quote is, don't hoard your family, meaning don't keep your family to yourself, because the most generous thing you can do in this time of giving is to share your beloved loved ones with other people.
Aww.
And not just
like on
it
social
has
media.
To be this. No.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No. But it doesn't have to be, it's got to be just the five of us, and it's got to be
right.
at this time, and it's got to be that particular thing. The most generous thing you can do is share those people with everyone that you love. So I think about how in a perfect world I'd love to have a little tradition with just the five of us, but we had an amazing dinner last night in the middle of November, where there's no holiday attached, and we can do that literally every night. We can make it, we have the freedom to make any night special that we want to, because we all live in the same roof or under the same roof. So don't hoard your family, share it with everybody.
I think that also means, like, if there's somebody who doesn't have a family that they're going to be able to
invite
celebrate
them over.
I've had a couple people before invite me to their family Thanksgiving or be like, are you guys doing anything for, you know, Christmas Eve? And it like almost weirds me out. Like,
what?
Why would you invite
that's
me to that?
That's so intimate.
Why would you invite me to your family's thing?
Right.
And then you think like, oh, like
that's
probably
so generous.
How it should be, you
absolutely.
Know, instead of, yeah.
Absolutely.
Very cool.
And then the other quotes along with that is, Jared and I are rewatching Friends episodes. This is from like season
one. Like Francis Chan, Friends.
Hey, I'm all.
They all start with F.
All over the board here. I just want to get the whole spectrum.
Whole spectrum.
But anyway, it was like one of the early season one episodes when Ross is about to have a baby, and they were kind of nitpicking about like at what point would he go where to which house to whatever, and then Phoebe said, "This is so great!" Like in the middle of the fight, she's like, "This is so wonderful!" And they're like, "Huh?" Because they're all stressed, and she goes, no, it's just, I kind of grew up on the streets and I didn't have any parents and, I just would have loved to have any type of family at all. And here you are just like arguing over who gets to love him the most.
Oh,
it's just wonderful. And I'm like, oh, It's so good. It's so good. Phoebe Buffay.
Yeah.
Bright Kaufman.
Or the writers. The writers that we don't know your name.
Bright who wrote Kaufman that. Crane. I know their names.
Oh. Sorry. I don't know your names.
Marta. I bet it was you, Marta, because it was sensitive. Marta Kaufman.
You really know all of them.
I'm the biggest Friends fan in the world.
They're like a little creeped out right now. That's so
She's
good.
Like, no one's ever said my name on a podcast. Hey, come be a guest.
Come be a guest. What are you doing for Thanksgiving? Probably nothing, because this will probably air after Thanksgiving. So what are you doing for Christmas Eve's Eve?
What are you doing for Christmas Eve's Eve?
Right?
All right, so that's some holiday stuff.
Anything holiday else, stuff. Hopefully that was helpful and not stressful, and you're able to take a deep breath, respond to that mass text, and celebrate the holidays.
Order yourself some Olive Garden, buy store-bought pie.
Store-bought pie.
And start limbering up, because my Pictionary-a-thon is going to be in-depth.
Stressful.
Grandma Kate! I'm going to start acting with that.
Grandma Kate.
Talking with that accent when I get
Hashtag it. Grandma Kate.
Okay, so we're just in time for our segment.
Okay.
Our segment is really special tonight. We're actually going to take you remote.
Oh, remote location special assignment.
Yeah, because as we mentioned, we're going to be driving on Christmas Eve.
A lot of driving.
Christmas Eve, I'm going to be driving on Christmas
You know what? The
morning.
Weather's getting colder.
Mm-hmm.
You've got kids with you. You really need to just focus on the safety things.
Lots of things could confuse you. And you're in luck because Shaylee and I, you might not know this, little fun fact, we're actually a bit of car buffs.
A little bit.
We're kind of like, you know, a lot of women, I hate this, first of all.
Right. It's
a cliche that a woman, like, walks into an auto body shop and, like, I don't know. Just
how much
whatever.
Would it be? $1,100? Yeah. Sounds good.
Sounds good. Yeah, that's not
Change
me
my
Shelly.
Oil.
We are educated about cars. We know what the parts are, how they work together.
Right.
And also, all the little indicators on your dashboard.
Right.
Yeah, I majored in those.
It gets a little technical, but we're here to help.
So there's one indicator in particular that we want to focus on tonight.
Right. It's kind of like sometimes it's on the lower right, sometimes it's on the lower left.
Yeah, we can't be liable for where it's located.
Depends on the make and model.
You probably have seen it before, but couldn't decipher what it was trying to tell you.
Not everyone has a higher level education in this.
But we're here to tell you that it is in fact called your gas light.
Your gas light. It's kind of shaped like a little gas station pump, too.
Yeah, exactly.
They do that for people who aren't as qualified as us.
So, with that intro, we're now going to take you to a remote where our segment is called
Your Gaslight Means It.
Hey, Shaylee, what's going on right now?
Oh, you know, just on the side of the road with a gas can filling up your minivan with your kids in it.
Thanks, by the way.
Yeah, I got verbally harassed and spilled gas all over the place on my way, but I'm in red tights, so I'm feeling kind of cute.
You do look really cute.
And fancy.
Yeah, you look great with that gas can.
Yeah, I'm dripping gas all over.
So today's segment is Your Gaslight Means It.
Your gaslight means it, especially if you have three kids.
It means it! It's not a test!
Katie ran out of gas.
Bye.
And I came to save your life. I feel like it still feels really full for...
This has been my hero.
We don't have to really wait.
Yeah, so true story.
Last night. That was last night.
That was literally last night I ran out of gas with my three kids in the car.
All three of them. And she didn't ask for help. No,
in the dark.
She just texted me, remember that time I left Holo and then ran out of gas with three kids in my car? And it's getting dark and it was windy and cold.
At that point, I had all three of them in the stroller about to cross a busy street.
I called you. I immediately, I looked down and my phone died. Champion. So then I got in my car and I, full of gas, and I turned it on.
Ugh, bragger.
And I charged up my phone because I was prepared, kind of.
Yeah.
And I called and said, what are you doing? And she goes, I'm good. I have all three of the kids in a stroller. And
I'm just trying to figure out across the street without a crosswalk.
How to cross Glenstone, which is one of our major roads who, like, multiple people have been killed this year trying to cross Glenstone.
I'm just saying you saved my life. Thank
you, said, do not cross Glenstone. No, this was my genius idea. I'll drive there, pick you and all three of the kids up illegally in my car that doesn't even have enough seats for them, nor car seats. Drive you to the gas station for you to get gas. And then drive you illegally back to your van. And then Katie, and she probably had to, like, overcome her people-pleasing to say, like, what if you got the gas and then you brought it to me and I'll just go put my kids back in the warm, safe car. And then I was like, that makes sense.
And you did. Thank
I
you.
I did. And I had just left a meeting and tried to, like, look all cute. And let's just say when you look cute for a meeting, it doesn't translate for looking cute trying to fill up a gas can.
Oh, I disagree. I felt like you looked like you were starring in a quirky sitcom of a girl who got... Just
trying to bring her friend gas on the side of the road.
Yeah, bringing her friend gas, but still stylish.
Probably. Apparently the creepy man in the truck thought so, too.
Mm-hmm.
Not fun.
Mm-mm-mm.
Anything for you.
So that's a little bit about auto body 101 and just, you know, general car safety. Your gaslight does indeed mean it. Don't try to...
It means go get gas.
Don't try to push it.
Right.
Don't think you have more.
So I do have a question. How long was it on?
It's really hard to say at this point.
Were you doing the whole, like, after this one, Aaron... I'm going to do one more. I think I'm going to make it one more.
Yeah.
And I'll fill it before I head back out to town.
Yeah, I think so.
And then
so.
What does your car do, car buff, when it starts running out of gas, like puttering out of gas?
It just starts slowing down. And then you're the like, steering wheel on? Is hard to maneuver.
Oh, your power steering goes out.
And I just guided right into the old parking lot. Thankfully, it was right there. And
it was really close to my
house.
This
heroic, quirky girl.
With red tights.
With red tights and a sweet sense of humor.
And bangs.
Saved everything. So I really learned nothing, is that it always works out.
It always works out.
Yeah.
Well, you were, like, getting ready to, like, almost get your whole family killed before it worked out. So I feel like you learned your lesson.
Well.
Cars.
Cars, man. It means it.
So does that gaslight. We tried. I'm sorry. If we ruined anyone's day, we tried. We legitimately tried. Or we could just cut.
I'm sorry, Billy.
Or we could just cut my section out.
But you're 14.
You're 14.
It was time.
Shaylee and Katie, the podcast was recorded in front of a live French bulldog in Springfield, Missouri. Thanks so much for listening. We'd love to hear from you guys on Instagram, Facebook, or feel free to email us at shayleeandkatie@gmail.com. Also, if you enjoyed the podcast, please leave us a review on iTunes. The more reviews, the more visible we are in the iTunes store. And the more visible we are, the better chance we have of getting a legitimate sponsor. And the more sponsors, the more money. And the more money...
Mo problems.
Wait.
No, that's not good.